And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, talking now about one of our favorite destinations, a place we've traveled to many, many times, must be like 8-10 times, all seasons of the year, north of Boston. And joining us now on the line is Julie McConkie, the Executive Director of the North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to Travel World, Julie.
Thanks so much, Stephen. Great to be here.
Now, this time of year was one of the times that really makes North of Boston area special, Christmas in New England. Tell us a little bit more about the festivals and things coming along that people coming to North of Boston can enjoy in the weeks prior to Christmas and then afterwards as they enjoy their wintertime, the off-season.
Great. Well, I think that typically people think North of Boston and the seacoast towns for the summer months, but you're right. I think that the holiday season is just enchanting here. What you'll find are these beautiful little seaside towns with their cobblestone streets and brick buildings and historic homes all decked out for the holidays. Window boxes full of greens, street lamps wrapped in greens, all the lights, the trees in the town squares. So just visually, it's enchanting. And then the communities north of Boston all put together great events to celebrate the season. So we've got Christmas Walk in Marblehead, Middle Street Walk in Gloucester. We have Invitation Nights in Newburyport, and I can certainly tell you about all of those. But it's really a special time to visit the region.
Oh, they're beautiful little towns. Newburyport amongst them. I just love walking on the brick buildings and the town square and the seaside ambiance, the restaurants, the unique shops. It doesn't wall-to-wall mega big box stores. These are shops owned by local people with crafts and things you wouldn't necessarily find in other locations.
Yeah, I agree. It's all, you know, art galleries, antiques, as you said, unique stores. And one of the special things in Newburyport, Friday, December 3rd and 10th, both, from 6 to 9, they have what's called invitation nights. And all the shops stay open late and have sort of like cider or wine or, you know, mulled wine, cookies. There's carolers walking up and down the streets. It's a great time to, you know, plan a sort of shopping weekend getaway because Friday night is, you know, a real treat to be walking around town. I don't know if you actually do any shopping that night because it's so festive.
Yes,
you just scope it out and then go back Saturday for your purchases.
Right, you just take in the sounds, the sights, the smells, and enjoy a good meal and get fortified for the shopping to be done on Saturday and Sunday.
I think so.
And never had a bad meal in New England.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. There's some great places to dine in the north of Boston area.
Yes, there is.
See Newburyport. What a beautiful place. One of my favorite places, of course, is in Salisbury area. Steve, the beautiful grill we call Stripers, yeah. Hungry Traveler, Sylvan Street
right.
Grill, all great places.
Oh, yeah, some of my favorites.
And, of course, you could go down to Essex, Woodman's, where they did discovered the fried clam, where it originated, or so they claim. But that great meal, platter of food, you order a small plate, and boy, you're going to leave there full.
Yeah, and Woodman's
not
is open year round, and they ship too.
Let us not forget the greatest ice cream I have ever tasted, Hodges in Amesbury.
Yeah, that's what brings you back in the spring, summer, fall. Unfortunately, they're closed during the winter time, but we can salivate and think about the ice cream that is there at Hodges.
Right, right.
Now, what is your favorite festival or place? If you were somebody's arriving, you know, in the next couple of weeks, or even coming after Christmas, what is something that they should not miss?
Well, you know, I think that each town has their own unique you know, celebration. So I love the Marblehead Christmas Walk, and that's going on sort of all month. It kicks off this weekend coming up, and then there'll be festivities on the 11th and the 18th. And again, it's a unique sort of seaside town and shopping village, great restaurants. The landing there is fabulous. So the Marblehead Christmas Walk, I think, is special. The other thing that we have that's unique in Salem is a trolley ride that takes you through Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
So
it takes you around town, and it you ride the trolley with Scrooge,
okay,
and watch the story come to life. So that's sort of a, you know, a unique, fun, interactive performance.
That sounds like one of our trips with Vic, Steve.
Yeah, we traveled with Scrooge before.
Yeah, well, you know, what can I say? The House of Seven Gables is also in Salem, and they're also doing some special, you know, famous Christmas scenes brought to life in their Seven Gables house, from Little Women, A Christmas Carol, and A Child Christmas in Wales. So that's another fun one. That's a little
Salem is definitely absolutely picturesque and wonderful to visit in all those little areas along the whole seacoast. But, you know, to get the very opposite of Scrooge, I always have to send out my hellos to Maria Miles from Salisbury, because she's one of our favorite people in all the world.
Yes, mine too.
Whenever you mention Maria's name anywhere in the north of Boston area, everyone knows Maria.
I've got a huge smile on my face right now.
That's just the effect that she has. You know, when we first met her, you can tell there was a dynamic and energy about her, and that's something that has literally transformed the north of Boston area from you know, a place that was in need of some kind of renewal, and now it's such a vibrant area to visit, you know, year-round, and Christmas in New England especially, and Maria had so much to do with that.
Yeah, absolutely. She was chairman when I first started at the Convention Bureau, and we had such adventures driving to different board meetings. Called ourselves Thelma and Louise, and she's a force to be reckoned with.
and people really don't, you know, they sometimes think of some of those towns. They've heard of those towns like Newburyport and Marblehead and Rockport, and they don't realize how very close they are to Boston. And you can stay in the north of Boston area at hotel rates half that of downtown Boston and commute and come in on the train. There's train service from Newburyport to downtown Boston.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's actually smart to do it that way, because you do save on the rooms and have a completely different experience, and then you can go into Boston for the day if you want to do that. It's a, you know, half hour to an hour on the train, and they run frequently.
Very good train service, and that gives you sort of that dual experience, because some people don't really want to be right downtown. They want to see some of the museums there, but you come back to north of Boston, and there you are in a residential community. This is an area where people live and where people shop, and you don't have that touristy feel. You're welcomed just like being a local when you go into a store.
Right.
Very, very, very beautiful, and very, I mean, I'm just thinking right now, and it's relaxing me. I started doing the show right a few minutes before the show. I said, oh, my cares. I was really stressed out, and just thinking of north of Boston and thinking of the beaches. Even in the wintertime, you take a stroll on a windswept beach with the surf crashing. That is a magical moment in and of itself.
Yeah, it's my favorite time, actually. I love the beach in the off season. I really do. It's something really special about it.
Every time I get a chance to go out to the Boston region at all, I always have to make a quick trip up to the north of Boston area. It's like a little community unto itself. You know, you can go to Boston, of course, but if you spend your time in the north of Boston area, it's you know, all those little areas, Lowell, Lawrence, you know, Andover, Salisbury, Newburyport, the whole region is just so wonderful to visit. And it always brings a smile to my face just thinking about the place. I remember when Stephen first suggested going there way, way back when, and a lot of people raised their eyebrows. You want to go where? But, you know, I guess we're trendsetters here at Travel World, because we've been covering the region for, you know, going